Chapter 3. Steps in the Night. "There's my building," Edmund said. "The door is around by the rear." It was the first time either had spoken since leaving the waterfront. He looked up at Dupin. "Sir, must it be me who tells her?"
"What are you talking about?"
"I'm sure she's returned. I've left the door to our room open, and she'll need to know about Auntie."
"Who must know?" Dupin said.
"Sis!"
Dupin stopped, so suddenly, that Edmund looked up at him. The man's eyes were closed.
"You mean," Dupin whispered, "your sister?" "Yes, sir."
"Sis," Dupin said with difficulty, "was the name of my late wife."
"Oh, sir, I had no idea. I am very sorry."
"You should be," Dupin snapped. After a moment, he opened his eyes. "What's the name of this place?"
"Ann Street."
Dupin looked about. There was nothing but dark tenement buildings. "Lead on."
"Thank you, sir,"
Edmund said, deciding not to ask his question again. Instead, he made his way to the back door.
"Mind the steps," he cautioned.
At the top of the four flights of dark stairs, the boy opened the door that led to the hall. There, unable to restrain himself, he ran to the far end and flung open the door to his room.
"Sis!"
he cried. No one was there. Dupin pushed by him and, at a glance, took in the room's meager furnishings.
"Do you have a lamp?" he asked. "Some candles?"
Edmund was too numb to reply.
"What about food?"
Dupin said, fingering an empty water basin. Edmund managed to shake his head.
"Hardly a way to receive guests," Dupin said sourly. "Is there a place to buy some at this hour?"
Edmund struggled to rouse himself.
"There's a saloon, sir. It's not far. They sell bread and meat pies."
Dupin produced a purse from his carpet bag and, after a momentary calculation, selected a few coins which he gave to Edmund.
"A meat pie for us both. And see if they'll sell you candles. Hurry now."